Welcome back to In the Moment. I'm Lori Walsh. In honor of National Small Business Week, we're welcoming two business innovators to the program today. Two more, I should say. Julie Fishback is owner of Mainstream Boutique of Aberdeen. She also owns retail shops in Brookings and Sioux Falls. She's serving her second term with the Aberdeen Chamber of Commerce, and she joins us on the phone from Aberdeen. Julie, welcome. Thanks for being here.
Thank you for having me.
Also with us, Michelle Kane. She is director of the South Dakota Center for Enterprise Opportunity. Prior to joining that organization, she owned Black Hills PR, headquartered in Spearfish. Michelle, thanks for being here as well.
So great to be here. Thank you.
What's the weather in Spearfish right now?
Well, it's a little overcast, but it's beautiful and there's no snow on the ground, so we're not complaining.
I'm sort of convinced, Michelle, that it's always perfect in Spearfish. That's my impression of every time I've been there, it's been so beautiful that in my mind, it's just always lovely in Spearfish.
It's a beautiful place
right?
to live. That's exactly true. And, you know, any views out any window are pretty nice.
Exactly. And you're not originally from Spearfish. Why did you come here and stay?
Well, that's kind of a long story,
yeah.
But in a nutshell, back in 2005, we have a special needs kiddo, and we were living in California, and we just wanted to see what it would be like to live in a small community, and we went online, and, you know, how many of us do those quizzes online?
Right.
Where it's like, where do you want to live? Do this. Well, we actually did a quiz, my husband and I, and Spearfish, South Dakota came up as a list of great options for us based on our criteria.
Wow.
And we basically came out here, flew out, fell in love with the area, had never been here, didn't know anyone, and moved here back in 2005, and it's been the best decision. I kind of joke that even though I'm a fourth generation Californian,
yeah.
I don't claim allegiance to California. I am a South Dakotan. We absolutely love it here.
We agree. Now, that's the first really positive thing I've heard about an online quiz in a long time after the, you know.
Exactly. I don't know how much of our personal information was shared at that point with
right.
someone, but it definitely led us to a
great
decision.
We're good with it because you're here. So somebody in Spearfish was working the gears there, maybe.
You bet.
We're already off track, so let's get back on track. Tell me about, it's on me. South Dakota Center for Enterprise Opportunity. Give me an idea of what that does.
Sure. Well, there are 110 women's business centers across the nation, and we are the South Dakota Women's Business Center, which we really do cover the state. We are in our ninth year, and as a Small Business Administration resource partner, we provide training, workshops, conferences to professional women across the state focusing on entrepreneurship and leadership. We also provide one-on-one business counseling and resource guidance to aspiring and established entrepreneurs, and we're kind of, most of the time, we're that first step where someone might come to a conference or a networking event and say, gosh, I really have an idea. I was just inspired by that speaker or that topic, and I've been brewing this idea. I might have been working for someone for many years, but I have an idea. And then they come in and see me, and we start to figure out maybe they need a business plan or a marketing plan, or maybe they need some funding. So we work really closely with the Small Business Development Centers and SCORE across the state and get them the resources that they need.
Julie Fishback, she's owner of Mainstream Boutique of Aberdeen and has branched out to other cities as well. Julie, how did you get your start? Is that a familiar story of having an idea and then having to do a whole lot of hard work?
A whole lot of hard work. That is definitely true. You know, this is something I wanted to own my own business for many, many years, but never had the financial means to do it. And I always thought to myself, you know what, am I strong enough? Can I do it? And then, you know, I went and worked in the corporate world for probably 20 years. And then I was laid off from a pharmaceutical job. And that was kind of my turning point. It was a point that, you know what, I want to do what I want to do. And I'm going to try it. And I didn't have all my ducks in a row. I didn't know what I was doing 100%.
Yeah.
But what I say to anybody out there that's thinking about starting a business, you know what, go for it. Where there's a will, there's a way.
What do you wish that you had known in the beginning? And what did you know that turned out, or what were you obsessing about that turned out not to really matter as much as you thought it was going to?
Well, I wish I would have known all of the incredible resources that are out there to small businesses, even
yeah.
if you're thinking of opening up a small business. Locally, for instance, we have Kelly Weaver with our Small Business Administration that lady is an absolute gem, and she definitely knows her stuff. I actually just reached out to her last week and Score, and you know, she has such a wealth of knowledge that can help you in so many aspects of a business. You know, if you're thinking about expanding, or if you're thinking about relocating, or if you're thinking about selling a business, she is definitely the person to go to. But anyhow, I just kind of wish at first that I did know all of the resources that were out there readily available for me. And the best yet is most of these are free.
Right.
And they're amazing.
Now, Julie, let's talk a little bit about Aberdeen, because similar to Spearfish, I haven't, every time I've been at Aberdeen, my experience there has been to find something that I didn't know existed there. And on Facebook, with, you know, friends who live there, you see all these things sprout up and you're like, really, that's in Aberdeen. I got to get there more often. So is this seems from the outside, not living there, like a really thriving, sort of growing community right now. Am I getting the right pulse?
You absolutely are getting the right vibe. Yes, I do agree. Aberdeen has so many things to offer that we really don't, a lot of us don't know that we have that in our community.
Right.
So I would definitely do a lot of research and support the local businesses that we do have in Aberdeen here, so they're able to grow and thrive. And in return, look at all those sales tax dollars that go back into our community.
Tell me about Mainstream Boutique. Tell me what's there for people.
Mainstream Boutique in Aberdeen, Mainstream Boutique in Brookings, and Mainstream Boutique in Sioux Falls East, which is in the Dolly Farm location. We are considered a multi-generational women's boutique. We cater to somebody that's 18, or even as young as, 16 also, way up to, 90-some. We do have a very core, strong group that runs between 30 to 50-year-olds. But you come in here, you're going to find a wide variety of products, clothing, apparel, giftable items. And we carry a lot of different lines, such as misses, juniors, women's. So you're going to see a spectrum across the board of a lot of different things. So we try to have something for everyone, if possible. So come in and see us.
Yeah.
And each location is a little bit different, too. I know with Brookings being more of a college town, so to speak, we did gear that toward a little bit more of that college guest. That clientele.
So in Sioux Falls, Julie, Mainstream is fairly close to Target. If you're driving up the hill to Dolly Farm, you can get to Mainstream before you hit Target. And it seems like that would be a real advantage, that a lot of people would want a different shopping experience than the big box.
Yep, you know exactly where it's at, Laura.
Yep. ask me how.
I searched out several different locations in Sioux Falls. There's a lot of opportunities in Sioux Falls with different areas to go. I did choose the Dolly Farm location for several reasons. One being that's where a lot of the new growth is happening in the city of Sioux Falls. And you're right, there is a new amazing Target that's right there. Buffalo Wild Wings just opened its doors right next door to us 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
And our shopping center is completely full with retail, and they have plans of building two more too.
Wow.
It's kind of, we look at it more of a neighborhood gathering.
Right.
And it's so far it's been amazing for us.
Michelle, how is South Dakota? What's the climate in South Dakota for women-owned businesses?
Well, we see all kinds of statistics all over the place. And South Dakota, we have a lot of opportunity, because we are, population-wise, in comparison to the percentage of women-owned businesses, we are last, the percentage. We have about 30% of women-owned businesses in our state, and that is at the bottom. However, what's been happening, and the growth of these of businesses, revenue impacting, and just the sheer number, have put us on this trajectory where there's a term called economic clout, and you'll see that in a lot of these surveys, which is really showing the impact of these businesses to the overall economic development of the state. And South Dakota always comes up in the top five. Mm-hmm. So what's happening is, even though we have a small percentage of women-owned businesses, businesses, there's a lot of movement. And what I'm seeing too, trend-wise, is a little bit what Julie talked about of, you know, being in the corporate world, being in other businesses and wanting or then wanting to open up their own business. We're also seeing a lot of, you know, I'm getting a lot of rural calls that, you know, a woman who has had a lived on, you know, ranching, farming, her husband may do that, and she contributes to that, but then she's also seeing opportunity, and seeing opportunity in her community and wanting to start that. And the one difference, too, I think, with women is, yes, we see a need, and we're just going to see that straight business need and go that way, but most of the time, there's a personal passion there, mm-hmm. and that's where it's experience or just personal interest, so we really see that as a defining moment for when a woman might want to start a business. But we're seeing growth and we're seeing true revenue and economic impact to the state.
I went to one of these full workshops that some time ago, several years ago, to cover it for a print magazine. And I remember sitting with the women and hearing them ask questions of, you know, the mentors and the leaders of the workshop. And one of the things that came up again and again was, what are you willing to invest of, you know, of your own money, your own time, your own resources? And women would get stuck with this moment of hesitation where they sort of realized that they had something at stake personally, but then also moved past that very quickly to sort of say, yes, I am willing, but maybe they hadn't thought about that before. Michelle, in your experience, what are some of those light bulb moments or, you know, watching business owners sort of turn the corner and kind of get it of that this is possible and this is something that they can do?
Right, and that's a great point, because so many times the women who come into my office are, I have this idea. Yeah. And sometimes it might really not be viable because we haven't worked through the steps of a business plan and making sure that there's a need and making sure that it's actually a business. The other side is, I really want to start a nonprofit, and not necessarily understanding how a nonprofit works, because really wanting to take some income from that, or, you know, considering we really focus on a for-profit business. So there is sometimes just that general understanding of how to create a business, right, but also making sure that it's going to make money and making sure that, you know, whatever is going to be required, that you do have those funds. And that's where we really start to break all of this out. So we start, you know, very simply, it's like, okay, let's look at a business plan and let's, you know, put together some data and let's make sure that we've got a real viable business, a real right, viable idea, and then we go to that next phase. But a lot of times people don't come back because we discover that, well, maybe this really isn't the best option for where you live or the way we've set it up. And people will come back and they'll do some work on their own and they'll come back and it's like, hey, now I have some ideas. Now I've talked to someone who might be an investor or a partner or you know, something along that lines. So the other part too that we see is just the concept of mentoring. Mm-hmm. Mentoring and sponsoring. And, you know, we try and really glue that together and introduce people who are newer to starting a business with people within our network that can help and guide them. And sometimes it's just that one-on-one counseling will help to, you know, open up the reality. You know, sometimes that reality isn't as fun, and, you know, I'm a pretty right, positive person, so, you know, of course I want to encourage them, but the reality is sometimes it's just not a good idea, or sometimes they're just not thinking as a real business as opposed to maybe a hobby or something fun to do.
Sure. Julie, your thoughts on mentoring and sponsoring. Is that something that people sort of helped you or continue to help you, and how are you able to kind of give that role back to someone else, to other women?
You know what, that's a good question, and I think about that all the time. Mentoring Dakota Rising with Dakota Resources has been absolutely amazing for me. It is something that I applied for 2 years ago. I guess I'm going into my second year, and I was accepted into that fellowship. And that is amazing because you're with like-minded individuals as yourself that are all entrepreneurs, and you're from all different cities in the state of South Dakota. So we really lean on each other when it comes to making very important decisions, making, you know, or just getting ideas from these different owners as well. And then, of course, the small business, the SBA, Kelly Weaver, again, I can't say enough great things about her. And giving back, that is something that I've thought about tremendously. And when I did reach out to SCORE, I looked at the online SCORE, and it says, how to become a SCORE mentor yourself. So now that's turning around in my mind, saying, okay, maybe I need to do that because I want to give back to people that have given to me or that have been a resource to me.
What makes a good mentor, Michelle? What makes a valuable connection? Does it have to be someone in the same area of business, someone who's much further down the road than you? How do you make a good, what do you look for if you're sort of seeking someone out?
That's a great question. You know, I think a great mentor can be in your industry. I think there's benefits to that, just because they understand some of the problems and the challenges that you might be facing. But a good mentor is truly a good listener. And someone who's going to be available, have the time to provide that mentoring, but also a great listener and someone who's going to ask good questions, because that's kind of the difference between like a mentor and a sponsor. A mentor is someone that you can, as a mentee, you can go to and get some ideas and feedback and encouragement, but that sponsor is going to be that person who is out in the community and talking about you and talking about your skills and talking about the benefits that you bring to others of influence. So there's kind of, you know, and people can really act in both ways, but I think that distinction has been interesting for me just to consider. And as I'm meeting people in both on both sides of that coin, it's an interesting way to think about it. And I do think that you can be a mentor or a sponsor even if you're early in your career. And sometimes that might be more of a peer-to-peer mentoring. But I don't think there's this perception that, oh, you have to be, you know, older and have all this lifetime experience, which, you know, there's definitely a place for that. But we can all be encouraging others in the workplace.
Michelle Kane is director of South Dakota Center for Enterprise Opportunity. We reached her in Spearfish, and Julie Fishbach is owner of Mainstream Boutique. You can find it in Aberdeen, Sioux Falls, and Brookings. We reached her in Aberdeen. Thanks, Julie. Thanks, Michelle.
Thank you, Lori.
Thanks for having me.